Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin
Panic has another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Uncut Gems podcast, a special Patreon exclusive episode of the Uncut Gems podcast, which is a weekly show where we talk about movies no one else wants to talk about, usually for as long as it takes to watch them. But it's not today, because today we're talking about our special major joint big... It almost feels inappropriate, but you know, like, it's our episode of the Spike Lee project that we're on in 2024. And my name's Jakub.
And my name's Randy.
And today, once again, a returning voice, a voice that everyone should know by now. Like, you've been with us for a very, very, very long time as well, just on and off and on and off. But recently, more on than off, Hillary White's in the house. Hillary, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. Nice and short. We are talking about Crooklyn today because it's our major joint pairing of our major minor joint sort of that we decided to divide the Spike Lee's filmography into. And this is the one that's a little bit weird because we couldn't decide which one's more major and which one's more minor, because it's kind of like between Clockers and Crooklyn. Which one's the bigger bomb? Probably this. Probably Clockers was a bigger bomb.
Yeah, this one probably had a stronger shelf life. Probably a little better known.
So, we're talking about Crooklyn. That's today. However,
yep.
Before we do that, sit down and listen. This is in terms of announcements. Quickly to run through them. May on Uncut Gems podcast is going to be devoted to the theme of Peter Hyams and JCVD collaborations, so you can figure out which movies we're going to be doing on the show. But as tie-ins to this, we're talking about Capricorn 1, mm-hmm. Which is a Peter Hyams that doesn't have JCVD in it. And also, because there's only three of these collaborations and there's four slots in the month, we also decided to spend one weekend to celebrate the 40th anniversary of 2010, the year we make contact, which is just about around the corner, because I think technically it's in October. But for that, on the Patreon, we will not be doing the Bigelow episode this month, because Catherine Bigelow has only 10 films, and recently the news have come down the pipeline that she's dropped out of making Aurora for Netflix, apparently. So, still 10 films. Doesn't look like she's going to finish the 11th in time for us to finish the marathon on the newest.
Catherine, come on.
Like, get your shit together, lady. No, but apparently it's not her fault. It's Netflix changing direction. Apparently they don't like, we don't want to do any more auteur stuff. It's more about entertainment now. Have you not seen a single film of hers? but anyway. So we're not doing a Bigelow this month because we only have 10 slots that we need to fill, and there's 12 months in the year. So we have two free standings. So we're just making a special exception. This month there are going to be two tie-ins, and the second one is going to be a tie-in to the 2010. We're going to be talking about Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the month. Meanwhile, this one, so Crooklyn that we're talking about today, that ties into this coming Friday's episode. We'll be doing on the main show, which is Clockers. So you can listen to all that. So the main show is where it is. All that, patreon.com/uncutgemspod. $3 a month gets you access to all this and more. John Cassavetes Marathon, David Lynch Marathon, all the Soderberghs, all the Catherine Bigelows and all the Spike Lees that we've done so far, all available in there. Plenty of tie-ins, plenty of episodes, like this one, like 90 something podcasts. And also, if you feel like, I don't want extra content, all I want is the main show without any of the marketing in it and a day early, then $1 is what it takes. It's just the symbolic donation to just help us pay our bills. We'll get you access to early, to episodes of the main show one day early, and they'll have trimmed down by roughly, I want to say 5 minutes on average, mm-hmm. 5 to 6 minutes of this bullshittery that you're listening to now.
Yeah, and awkward banter, it's all gone.
Yeah, this is, yeah, because I trimmed this in a way, it's just a hi, hello, how are you? This is me, this is you. So we're doing this, clip place, done.
Yep, here's Hillary. Here's the movie. Boom. Done.
No foreplay. Just pounding.
Oh, God.
Just.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, you could frame it like this. For less than the cost of like a candy bar at a convenience store, you can get all of the stuff for just $1 a month. I think that's a pretty good deal.
For less than, for $1 yeah. a month, you can get less of us.
Slightly less. Slightly less. Like this would be gone.
Yeah, you know, this sort of awkward, no foreplay, no only pounding. You won't have to listen to any of this. This doesn't exist. Like, this just isn't a fact of life.
Yeah,
you will be spared.
Only the plebs have to listen.
There's someone who's like clicking right now and signing up. He's just like, oh no, man, get me out of this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm making this.
I don't want to be part of the proletariat anymore. Let's go.
Yeah. Join the class war. Sign up and fight. It's the Civil War, baby. You know? So yeah. So we're doing that on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod. If you don't feel like subscribing and you don't feel like supporting us with your card and cash, I don't see why not, by the way. Because, you know... But I'm biased.
The things that people spend money on, really.
I know. I can
sure.
Apparently, there are some. There are people who will spend like $500 on a photograph of someone's feet on feetfinder.com.
Ooh, I'm in the wrong business.
I know. Right?
I should sell pictures of my feet.
Yeah.
Go for it, Hillary. We'll give you a plug.
I had this idea to start just to go on like Midjourney and start generating like sort of photorealistic AI generated pictures of female feet and then start selling them to people who would then masturbate to them, thinking that these are real people. But this is saving lives because no one has to like degrade themselves in any way.
Degrade their feet.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, well. If then like OpenAI releases this sort of like the video engine where it can generate video, like I'm in there to just start an OnlyFans account.
just your feet.
Just buttholes. Oh my God.
And people will be thinking like, oh, look at that. And he's just like, jokes on you, sir. Because we all know these will be men who I would be selling this to. Jokes on you, sir. These ladies are not real, okay? I'm saving lives. I'm saving the world, by the way.
That is what you're saying. That's totally going to happen. There's going to be so many fake accounts of just AI generated everything. It's already starting.
It's not even deep fakes. Like I don't want to like generate these people to look like anyone you know. Mm-hmm. So they'll be just like from the person that this person doesn't exist.com, you know, just a person, and someone would just click on this thinking like, oh, I need to watch some pornography right now. Here's $1, and then just like, ha, no one got hurt in the process. Yeah. It's all hallucinated. In my mind, I'm saving the world. And if you had paid $1 right now, you wouldn't have to hear any of this.
Then there's that too. You're only hearing this if you're on the 15-minute little promo reel.
So that's true.
Apologies to the six of you out there.
Oh, man.
So. Gracious. So yeah, patreon.com/uncutgemspod is where you want to go to not listen to this and listen to the actual stuff. Because at this point in the game, we're already talking about Crooklyn. But hold on, there's more. So ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod is where you're going to go and say, like, look, I really appreciate what these people are doing. So let me just send them a donation so they can pay for their server or whatever the hell they have to pay for. Zen, I have to pay for this.
Is there a doctor around?
This costs money, you know?
I started drinking at 6 a.m.
At this point, I'm just thinking, myself, how much money this is? Like, just one instance of that. Oh, wow. You know, if I do like a thousand of these or in a year, it's essentially like a cent.
Who gives a shit?
I know. 2 cents now.
Right. a couple cents per soundbite.
So, yeah.
That's all we're asking, sir.
What I'm saying is, you know, if you go and help us financially, you're sponsoring this. You're sponsoring my fixation. where was I? So ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod is where you want to go to send us a donation. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is where you want to go to make sure that your donation gives you something back.
Yeah.
And that's either $1 or $3. For $1, you don't have to listen to this. For $3, you don't have to listen to this and you get to hear something else. Simples.
I'm really shocked that you don't have, it's RoboCop, the whole thing, like, I'd buy that for $1 on your soundboard. That should be there.
I need to
make a note.
Make a note.
I'd buy that for $1.
Excellent.
He's writing it so people can't see, but Jakob is writing that down right now.
He's
so
making this
expect
because
that. Yeah.
We invent the business model live. On the spot.
We're improvising.
Based on live input.
Triple yep. line whip. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do that. So there's that. Yeah. So this is what you want to do. This is where you want to go. And if you don't feel like going anywhere and it's fun enough for you to listen to a 15-minute teaser of something you're not interested in because you're interested in the real deal, which is the main show. This is still fine. Mm-hmm. Leave us a review or something, or just tell a friend, tell someone. As I always say, tell two people, make this Arnold of two, you know? Tell two people and tell those two people to tell two people each. Pay it
right.
forward.
World domination.
Like Joe Rogan experience.
World domination
better.
In a month.
Ooh.
Still hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's never going to happen because, like, at this point, I've realized, you know, like there's, like you see these people who like blow up online saying like, look, I'm having like $150,000 downloads per something. Like you see these sort of like, because internet corrects for successes. So you don't see people who normally would have to just through what's called incremental yardage, just over the course of the years and decades, just accrue some kind of a result that amounts to a success. This is where we are. Very, very slowly doing something. Sometimes growing, sometimes not. But the point is that we're having fun. Which brings us to here and now. So let's just have fun. And let's talk about Spike Lee's Crooklyn.
I've got all night, mate.
Come on, Mommy. Why I gotta eat this?
Black eyed peas have calcium.
All the calcium in the world ain't gonna make up for this nasty taste.
It might have made up for your broke arm.
Oh, come on, Mom. I broke my arm because I just got hurt. Besides, this is gross. Nasty.
It is not nasty. Everybody else likes it. You're gonna eat.
They're all crazy.
Yeah, and you sitting here waiting to eat, so.
If there's anybody, I got ice cream and sake.
Right.
You want some?
I do.
This is still the place over here. Come on.
You no, know, I don't want them having that junk.
Jam is just a little sake. Here, give it to me.
Oh, no, buddy. You get nothing till you finish the feast.
How can these fools get to have some?
Shoot. You know what, doctor? You finish all your food, I'm gonna save your piece, okay?
Yum, yum. Good. It tastes good too.
Scrumptious. Scrumptious.
It's the spot. Take a bite. So moist. Sweet.
Right. So, Crooklyn is a semi-autobiographical film directed co-written by Spike Lee, set in Brooklyn during the 1970s. I think 1973, but it could be 1970. One of the 2 years where Knicks won.
Yeah.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.